Hello, everybody. This is Kenneth Copeland and another edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we started this study this week on faith and how it works. Let's look here at the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. And it begins with, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Stand fast. How do you do that? Well, as you read, you continue to read, and you come down here, and it says, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, faith which works by love." Faith, this creative force of Almighty God, this invisible force with which He created the universe. Amen. We read that from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Or if you haven't, you need to. And get it in the Amplified Classic. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. You know, Zondervan was through with that. So, the same way we did with this, KCP. KCP now has the rights to the classified Amplified, and we will have the paper version by Southwest Believers Convention. Praise God. They didn't have time to get the... It'll be one like this, and it'll have all of the outlines in the front of it, just like this reference Bible, but it will be in the Classic Amplified. Amen. Yes, glory to God. I like the first one better. So there you have it. It worked by faith, which works by love. Now, go right next door to the right there, the fifth chapter of Ephesians. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love." Now then, let's go to this one. And we'll look here. We'll go to Ephesians first. And Ephesians chapter 5. "Therefore, be ye imitators..." The King James is followers. Well, followers, yeah, but that doesn't quite say it. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God. For you, so that it became a sweet fragrance." Well, that's Ezekiel 20:41. Now, let's go back and see what the apostle said by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. "Now, about spiritual gifts, special endowments of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed." The King James says ignorant or misinformed. "You know that when you were heathen, you were led off after idols that could not speak," and so forth and so on. And then he talks about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and supernatural faith, the gifts of the Spirit, they're called. But now, wait a minute. Let's come down here. "Earnestly desire, zealously cultivate the greatest and best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choicest graces. Yet I will show you a more, still more excellent way, one that is better by far, the highest of them all, love. If I can speak in tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, sufficient faith to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing, useless. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor, providing food, surrender my body to be burned in order that I may have glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Listen to this. Love. I remind you now, the same apostle said, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's in there. He is love. Love endures long, is patient and kind. Listen, love never is envious or boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily, is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It's not touchy or fretful or resentful, takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It doesn't make a list. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails nor fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Because God has no beginning and no end. I want to talk to him about that when I get to him, if he'll allow me to. Now, the word of the Lord came to me one time, a long time ago. He said, down in here, he said, Kenneth, I can't enlarge your ministry. I can't expose it anymore. Well, that hit me hard. And I prayed in the Spirit, and finally I came to this. I said, why, Lord? He said, you're too high-tempered. He said, someone just comes up and criticizes you. You fly off of the handle, and then you wish you hadn't. And he said, you've gone as far as you can go in the condition you're in now. Well, and he was right. The ones that comes to mind, there was a man walked up to me, big smile on his face, and caught my hand. He said, Copeland, I've never heard anyone rape the Scriptures like you did tonight in my life. Turned around and walked up. Well, at first it cut me. But then, I wish he'd come back here. And now it just goes over and over and over in my mind. Oh, you know, he raped the Scriptures. Well, did he suppose I did? Well, no, it's been in the book. He said, in here, he said, you want my perfect will for you? Well, of course. He said, then don't read anything about yourself in print anymore. He said, the bad stuff is too hard to get rid of. And the good things, you're too prone to believe it. He said, don't read about yourself in print. Well, there were some pretty ugly books wrote about us. They tell me, but I had sense enough not to read them and get mad at them or listen to someone's tapes where they cut this ministry down. You'll find that in the lives of people that preach prosperity, because the devil had the church convinced you to be a Christian, you had to be poor. That's the reason people came down on Oral Roberts, because of that. Anyway, so I began to do that. And then I realized that's not enough. So I went to my Amplified, and here's what I did. I said, I endure long, and I'm patient and kind. I'm never envious or boil over with jealousy. I'm not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I'm not conceited or arrogant or inflated with pride. I'm not rude, unmannerly. I don't act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights. Well, I don't either. For because he's in me, I'm not self-seeking. I'm not touchy or fretful or resentful. take no account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to a suffered wrong. I do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail, because I bear up under anything and everything that comes. I'm ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and so am I. It endures long, and I endure long. And love never fails, so I never fail. And I don't fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. Ooh, glory to God. So I just began to confess it. Well, I was in a back, you know, back before they had the kind of keys in hotels they have now. And so anyway, you would leave the TV on in the room, turned up pretty loud, so people think somebody's in there. I've been doing this. And I walked in there, and Lyndon Johnson was on the television. And when I walked in there, well, Lyndon Johnson came from Texas, and his nickname was Ballot Box Johnson. His brother said I wouldn't vote for him anyway. And all of that stuff going on. And I walked in there, and this rose up on the inside of me. I said, well, and the Lord said, do you know him? No, sir. He was talking in here. I was talking out loud. Do you know him? No, sir. Do you know anyone that knows him? No, sir. He said, it sounds to me like you don't know much. Yes, sir. He said, I love him. I know it. And I said it. Lord, I do too. And according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, I pray for him because I'm supposed to pray first of all for all that are in authority, kings and so forth. And I pray for Lyndon Johnson, praise God. Well, after all, he is from Texas. And I began to pray for him. And you know what? The love of God rose up on the inside of me. And I began to pray for him. And I thought, he has got a plate full. He's involved in this Vietnam War and all that. He's hurting. And I began to pray for him. And the love of God just rose up on the inside of me. And I learned then that love is a requirement for everybody. Love everybody. Gloria and I learned to love people all the time. We loved one another so much, but we just love everybody. And you walk into a restaurant, and we were with our writing friends, Happy and Jeannie Caldwell and Dennis and Vicki Burke and Kathy and Jesse Duplantis and Gloria and I. We were on our motorcycles, and we were up in Colorado. All of us together, and we had all our riding gear and our leathers and everything on. We came in there, and this woman came over there, and we said, we need to put a table here together. She said, well, all right. So we got our table all put together. And she came back over there, and we said, what do you want to drink? Well, we'd like to have some water and some iced tea. So we got together there, and it rose up on the inside of me. I said, you know, this is not normal. Something's wrong with her. And we all just prayed for her right there. She came back over there just huffing up there, and I just pulled a chair out here. And I said, come here. I said, come here, baby. Come here. Sit down here. I said, now all of us are in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we realize that something or someone has hurt your heart. I said, wait, whoa. Now you can fix this. That's your sister. no matter what she says. But you know, Jesus said when he was on the earth that we should love one another. That's our commandment, a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. She's my sister and I do love her, yeah. And I said, well, we just gathered down there and laid hands on her and led her through the prayer of salvation. And she's, yes. And she began to wait on that table, and she's just springing around the table and just dancing around, and she just couldn't get enough done. But what happened? Just a little spark of love, and it changed her life. And she followed us all the way out. Those are beautiful bikes you're riding. Come back and see me. Oh, Jesus. We could have said, she's not getting any tip off of me, that heifer. No, you don't do that. You step in there and fix that problem, and Jesus is the answer. He is always our source. He is the source. He has many channels, but he is the source. And that day, we called ourselves the glory riders, but that day, he used us as a source to her deliverance and her salvation. And we have restaurant ministries, and it happens a lot, but love is the key to it. To walk in it, live it, act it, and as you sense it coming up on the inside of you, go the love way. I wrote this in the beginning of this Bible. Always stay on the God side of everything. Always stay on the God side of everything. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give peace to your whole family. But stay on the God side of everything. Well, I just don't know why you let that happen to me. You know, John Osteen, Joel's dad. John's in heaven now. I'd just get a phone call one time, and he'd say, Kenneth, this is John. I'd say, hey, John. You know what? You can do it. Bye. Then I'll think, well, yeah, I can. He's like a daily devotional. He just hit it right on the mark. He said, I have learned this one thing, that God is a whole lot smarter than I am. Yes, he is. And he's never wrong. He's never missed it. I remember I was in Shreveport, and I was preaching there once again, and in the church, Life Tabernacle, where Jerry Savelle, where he and Carolyn were in Shreveport, and it's in the same church where he accepted, I was preaching there, and he accepted the Lord. I went there, and I felt a tightness and Sunday evening inside my leg. And, I'm telling you, it got so painful. I'd step out on the platform, and the anointing had come, and I'd go ahead and preach and teach. I'd step off that platform, and there's one time I screamed out before I could stop it. Well, I waited too long to do this. I realized that. And I just, over in the hotel, I just threw myself over on the bed. And I said, Lord, you can't miss it. I've missed it somewhere. And he answered me right in here. He said, Kenneth, the memory of a potato never nourished anybody. What? The memory of a potato. What does that mean? He said, you've been quoting your scriptures as you preach, and that's fine. But you've not taken the time to go back to my word and feed those scriptures into your spirit where you have faith for healing and not just faith to preach it. I said, oh, Lord God, I do it now. And I just picked up my Bible and I began to read all the scriptures there and the scriptures there and the scriptures there. And I said, I want to thank you for it. Glory to God. Well, we weren't in our airplane. I don't know if it was in the shop or something or whatever. But anyway, we were on the airlines. And so, that thing was painful. And the devil said, it's just about a mile from the gate to the luggage, and I'm going to kill you. He said, this thing is bad, and it's going to hit your heart. I said, you're a liar and the father of it. I'm healed, glory to God. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shut up. Well, and I sat there in that airplane seat. This thing hurt. And a step down, and there was a guy with a wheelchair came up there and said, you need this. We didn't order any wheelchair. I looked, a chair looked good, and he could just push me to the baggage compartment. I looked at him and I said, sir, healed men don't need wheelchairs. No, thank you. He turned around and wheeled his chair off. I walked it, and it was something like a mile, and I walked it. And Gloria is helping me, but I walked it. And of course, my dad and mother picked us up. Well, and when we left there, we could go. We had to drive past my dad's house to go to our house, which was on down further. And I said, Dad, let's just drop us off here at your house, and we'll just go to bed here. I said, this thing is really bothering me. So we went there and then in the bedroom there and laid down there, go sleep. And my mother just sat down over there and started praying in the spirit. And no, I'm not telling this right. Gloria wasn't with me. Yeah, she was at home with John and Kelly. And I just laid down there on that bed. And I said, I'm going to sleep by faith in the name of Jesus. And this thing was hurting. And I did. I went to sleep. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I did like that. Mother said, that did it. It was gone. No more pain. Got up, got dressed. It has never happened again. But I learned the memory of a potato never nourished anyone. You had to get it into the system. And this is what Jesus was saying to me. You have to get my word into your spirit. You have to get it into your system for it to work. I was just quoting it and quoting it and quoting it and quoting it, not taking the time to meditate on it according to Joshua chapter 1. And we're out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
Life situations can feel hopeless. But you, as a believer in Christ Jesus, have a life force that lives inside you. In the Miraculous Love Package, including the book by Kenneth Copeland, Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, he describes how you can be surrounded by God's love and walk in the miraculous in your everyday life. Partnered with the Force of Forgiveness teaching on CD or digital download, Brother Copeland explains how forgiveness is the life force for you and your family. See how forgiveness is a force that relates exactly to healing, and to forgive others is an act of faith. There are things available to us in walking in the love of God that are not available in any other way. Learn how to apply this in your family life, on the job, and in everyday life. God's love in you changes situations. Request your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package. Walk in God's love and forgiveness and make living in the supernatural and the miraculous part of your everyday life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I want to thank all of you for joining me today. Now listen to me. Prayer is the most important. Christian failure and success is either a prayer failure or a prayer success. We encourage you to call our prayer line. We have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God. They don't just, and doesn't go anywhere else. It goes right here at our headquarters. And they're ready to pray with you in faith. They know how. They have been trained. Take hold of those exceeding precious promises, the blood-backed promises in this book. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Well, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you one more time that God loves you, and we love you and pray for you every day, our partners. Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.